Today is Sunday, April 24th, 2016, and this...
Las Vegas!
...is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 549.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right. I am half-heartedly doing the show this week.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, I don't know. Maybe a little Las Vegas talk will distract us.
Uh-huh.
We'll see. My mind isn't in it, so.
I know what you mean.
I apologize.
Yes.
Things are weird around here with the whole Prince thing and...
Yeah. So... apologies for a half-assed show. That's more half-assed than normal.
Yeah. We got a little bit of news. We're going to take some phone calls and see how things go. But before we jump into news, I wanted to mention that Google Play has finally added podcasts, and ours is one of them. So if you're an Android user who's been waiting for access through Google Play, it is now there. I think some people have had trouble accessing it on their app, on their phone, but I don't know if it's being rolled out slowly to some users and not others or how, but anyway, keep an eye out. It's coming soon if it's not already available to you. If you have any problems with it, don't ask me because I have no idea. So yeah, that's a good thing. People have been waiting for that. So, all right. So the big news this week, the biggest news of the news items we have to discuss is a change coming downtown Las Vegas to Fremont Street, affecting three entities, two of them casinos, one not a casino, but where you can certainly try your luck. I'm talking about La Bayou, Mermaids, and the Topless Girls of Glitter Gulch. All three of those are currently owned by a company called Granite Gaming, and they are in the process of being purchased by Derek and Greg Stevens, owners of Golden Gate and the D. That was announced early in the week. Before we talk too much about this, I will have to give the disclaimer that the D and Golden Gate are hosts of our events, the Vegas Internet Mafia Family Picnic, and we're friends with Derek and his lovely wife, Nicole. So full disclaimer there, you can take our opinions for what they're worth, given that. Some people will discount them entirely because of that.
Oh, so. People discount them entirely because of other things.
That's true. So they announced they're purchasing these properties, and the current owner, Granite Gaming, is going to be shutting them down on June 27th. They will be no more. I wasn't surprised by this purchase, partly because of the location of Mermaids and Glitter Gulch. If you look at a Google map of where Las Vegas Club is located, which Derek and his brother purchased last year. It kind of wraps around these properties. Like the parking garage goes just behind these properties. And then there's a little Granite Gaming office there too on First Street, which presumably is part of this as well. So as part of the redevelopment of whatever the former Las Vegas Club, 18 Fremont Street, becomes, it makes sense, if possible, to incorporate the entire block. There's still a small gift shop in that little stretch. I would imagine that there will be some sort of deal worked out to maybe take over that space, too. It's a different owner, so who knows. So La Bayou is the other property. That's kind of across the street, and that's just next to Golden Gate. So I would assume that at some point that will be incorporated into Golden Gate. There's a small alley between them, but I have a feeling that the city would be willing to give up rights to that if there was some sort of development happening. But no official plans have been announced as far as what will happen to those, what Derek is planning on doing with those. But like I said, I would assume part of the Las Vegas Club redevelopment and then maybe an expansion of Golden Gate.
Mm-hmm.
So the response to this has been all over the map. It's been fascinating to watch. Anytime there's any sort of casino purchase or
ownership change or...
Yeah, it's interesting to see what the reaction is. This one has been kind of all over the map, ranging from good, those places are dumps, they're not going to be missed, to, oh my God, this is the end of the world, Vegas is dying, and this is as bad as when the Stardust closed. I would say maybe somewhere in between is some sort of reality. But I guess it depends on how you experience Las Vegas and what you like, how this affects you. So, I think the disappointment that some people are expressing is about the loss of two casinos downtown and some...
the diversity of ownership, maybe?
Yeah. Consolidation of ownership.
Yeah.
Which certainly we've talked about in the past on the Strip.
Yeah.
The lack of competition is not a good thing. When you have MGM and Caesars controlling such large portions of the Strip. So the question is this what that... Is this the equivalent on Fremont Street with Las Vegas Club, La Bayou, and Mermaids now being, you know, eliminated and rolled into the ownership of the D and Golden Gate? Maybe.
How many properties does Boyd have?
Boyd has, that's a good question. So they've got California, Fremont, Main Street Station on the Strip, in the general Fremont Street area. Of course, they have a bunch of locals casinos, and they're expanding. They just announced they're purchasing Aliante, and they're going to supposedly be purchasing the Cannery casinos as well. But, you know, obviously that's a much wider area. Mm-hmm. But as far as downtown, they have three.
Okay.
So that would be comparable to this. I don't know. So...
Meaningful pause.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just trying to... So, I'm going to miss La Bayou. I'm not going to miss Mermaids. We really didn't go in there much.
I think we've been in there maybe twice.
There was the legendary show where we recorded.
Filing my nails on the table after eating a fried Twinkie.
The very drunken fried Twinkie.
Yeah.
Some people are upset about the loss of the cheap, shitty food.
Like, that's what the state fair is for.
I was surprised that that was, like, really? You're going to be that bummed out that deep fried Oreos are gone? I don't know. That was
maybe that's an important part of some people's trips, though.
Go to Las Vegas and have deep fried Twinkies every trip? I guess. But, you know, I get that having fewer casinos or having an increased ownership, you know, I like having a wider variety of owners, mainly for me, it's the players clubs. I like having a wider variety of players clubs because then I can scatter around my play and maybe get different places. Now, get offers from different places. That doesn't come into play here because La Bayou and Mermaids didn't have one to begin with. I liked La Bayou because it was the quickest way to get drunk on Fremont Street.
I also liked La Bayou because it was an easy punchline. Every time we'd walk by there and we were like either hammered or... I don't know, not in the mood to be hammered, which is rare, but hey, want to go to La Bayou?
And
just
usually,
every time it was a bad idea, one of us would throw out, hey, want to go to La Bayou? Yeah,
let's not. But every once in a while, we would go in there and throw $20 in a slot machine and get really drunk really fast and then stumble out somewhere else. But so, you know, I like that idea of a place that is really dedicated solely to that.
Yes, I do too.
So I'll miss that a bit. But will it affect my typical trip? Probably not.
Yeah, we didn't go in there that much.
No.
Well, what about your guy trips? Wasn't that a...
We went in there a couple times. Again, it was more one of those things like we did it a couple times and it was a bad idea both times. But I don't think we made it in there last time at all. So kind of mixed feelings about it. I can't say I'll truly miss them, but...
I get that people do
who had a lot of fun there and who liked going to those places are going to be bummed out that a place they like is gone. Some of the discussion has been about they were low cost places to have fun.
Yeah.
And will this drive up prices? I don't know. Remains to be seen, I guess. I'm curious to see what becomes of Las Vegas Club, and I hope that it's something different than the D, which I think it will be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll probably be aspects of what's happening there that have been successful, but I've got to think, since they're kind of starting from the ground up, that there'll be a lot of things that are different about it too.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm not shedding a lot of tears for Mermaids in La Bayou, and I've never been in the Girls of Glitter Gulch. I've never been in the strip
the building?
Club.
What about the actual women?
No, I haven't done that either.
Okay,
but
good. We're going to have a talk.
Yeah. So anyway, that's happening. If you have a great love of these places, you've got until the end of June to go in. I don't know. Do you have any other thoughts on that?
I'm this pretty much the same. Like, I don't feel a profound loss.
Right.
But they have their charm. Or at least La Bayou had its charms.
Yeah.
Mermaids, I'm indifferent. But La Bayou had a certain charm to it.
Yeah. But again, it all goes back to like the things you've experienced and the things you've had fun with. So
yeah.
The reason that La Bayou had more charm to us than Mermaids is probably because we happened to spend more time in there.
Mm-hmm.
What little time it was. So,
because didn't Mermaids have similar drink service or not?
Yeah, I think it was pretty close.
Yeah.
They were very similar. Mermaids was bigger and had a snack bar. That's mm-hmm. really the only difference.
Yeah.
But
here you can clog your arteries while you're getting drunk.
Yeah. It goes back to that whole thing that I try to, you know, remember for myself and encourage for others, is don't get too attached to anything.
Yeah.
That's easier said than done, and I understand
that.
And
yes.
Some people have a very, very difficult time with any sort of changes. Mm-hmm. And it seems like increasingly there's been an, oh my God, Las Vegas is going down the tubes feeling about everything. So mm-hmm. maybe it's like, is it too much change at once, or I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not that surprised by that there's a little bit of backlash mm-hmm. on this one that I actually expected when I heard the announcement.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll keep an eye on what happens with the development, and we'll talk about those as things are announced. I know that, you know, they're still fairly early in the planning stages for the 18 Fremont Street property and what that's going to become, but it's happening. So at some point we'll have, you know, a new shiny place to talk about, which will mm-hmm. be lots of fun too.
Yes, I'm excited about that part.
Yep. All right. Some changes on the strip. I haven't heard a lot of, I haven't seen a lot of people upset about the demise of this, but I suppose maybe some people are upset that Harrah's is closing the Improv. That's been there forever, it seems
like.
Johnny Katz with the Las Vegas Sun is reporting that it's going to be closing at the end of May. There's not been a formal announcement from either Caesars Entertainment, which owns Harrah's, or from the Improv owners. However, and I'm not sure what that arrangement is, if that club is actually owned by Caesars or Harrah's, or if it's leased out, I have no idea. But there are a bunch of Improvs, so obviously there's some sort of licensing arrangement at the very least. There's been no formal announcement, but some of the comics who were booked there have been notified that it is going away. No additional details on what is going to happen to that space. Maybe they're just going to keep it as a comedy club without the Improv name, although I wouldn't think that would necessarily be a good idea as far as, you know, branding
yeah.
and familiarity and stuff. But you never know with Caesars what they're doing, trying to cut a few bucks by not paying the licensing fees. They must have something in mind as far as that room. Either that or it's just not making the money it used to. It seems like comedy clubs, and we've said this before, they in Vegas, that's one that's been around for a long time. But a lot of them last for a relatively short amount of time. A lot of them seem to move, like the name will move to a different property. So the Improv name may eventually show up elsewhere, and I wouldn't be surprised by that either. There is another new restaurant coming to that stretch of shops, stretch of restaurants outside of Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood that we discussed on the last show when we were discussing Nacho Daddy opening in August. This one is called Hot and Juicy Crawfish, according to, I guess it's a small chain. This came from Vegas Eater. I was looking at their menu. They have another location or two in Las Vegas, and they have some locations around the country. It's an interesting place. It's you choose a seasoning, a spice level, and your choice of seafood. And the different, they're like oysters, crab, a couple different types of crab, lobster, clams, shrimp, and crawfish. And they make it for you at your desired spice.
You like your clams hot and juicy?
I'm not really a clam connoisseur, but I appreciate your innuendo.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I don't think I've ever had crawfish.
I think I have, but it's been a really long time ago, and I don't have a memory of what it was like. But I'm pretty sure I have at some point.
Unless it was in something that I had, but I don't think so. So I'm kind of interested. I feel like I should try crawfish at some point.
Okay.
I don't know if this would be the place to do it, but I don't know why. Suddenly I think I've never experienced that. I'm kind of curious. It probably wouldn't. I probably will find it to be a mediocre experience, but I don't know.
But then you can say you did it.
I generally like seafood, so I'm curious if this place is any good or not. I haven't heard any reviews, and I didn't really go into any detailed research on Yelp reviews and things like that at their other locations. So Okay. If anyone has a great, if anyone is thrilled that this restaurant is coming to.
Or not thrilled.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. After we talked about
Texas Land and Cattle.
Yeah, we mentioned the steakhouse that is going in there, and somebody said, yeah, that place sucks. It's a chain. So, of course, it's the opinion of one person, and maybe somebody else says that's the greatest place ever. I don't know. Thus, you know, opinions. Oh, I'm really on my game today.
I can
just tell from the way you're looking at me, like, you are just babbling like a fucking idiot. Thank you for that. You don't even have to say it. I can just tell from the look. You're just smiling like, just keep talking, funny boy. I'm grieving, for God's sake.
I'm grieving, too. Don't discount my grief.
I don't discount your grief at all. Speaking of hot, juicy clams, is that where you wanted me to go with this?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were trying to set me up with a segue.
No, I wasn't, but well done.
All right. Let's talk about porn. The website Engadget is reporting that a porn studio and a virtual reality company are going to be beta testing virtual reality porn room service in unnamed Las Vegas hotels for $19.99. So virtual reality is becoming a thing where you put the goggles on.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, you know, there's whatever you're looking at is like you're part of an actual scene, in this case, pornography, presumably people fucking. The way that this has been filmed, you'll actually be able to see what looks like your hotel room when you have the headset on.
What's the company's name?
VR Bangers. I presume that's virtual reality.
Bangers.
The idea is that it makes it feel more realistic, as if the fictitious person who you could never have in real life came to your hotel door. I wonder if there are scenarios like bringing room service or
ordering a pizza.
Yeah. Picking up your laundry or a maid. I don't know. I suppose maybe this. I'm curious to see which hotels are on board first.
Yes, I am too.
I'm such a fucking Vegas nerd, the first question is which hotels would jump on board first? And, you know, all of them offer porn on their TVs pretty much.
Right.
But it's not like something they promote. If they have something like this, it's going to get a ton of press. So I don't know. Any guesses as far as who would do this first?
I don't know.
I've got to think it'll be a smaller. Like, I don't see it being MGM Resorts or Caesars.
Like Casino Royale or something?
Maybe Palms.
Oh, I could see Palms doing that.
Palms, that would be appropriate.
It would.
Yeah. Who, I'm trying to think of who would love this publicity. I don't know. For some reason, I think. Yeah, it'll be, or it'll be one, like maybe the Hard Rock, maybe?
Oh, I could see the Hard Rock do that, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we will see if this goes anywhere and if it picks up steam. I'm amused by this. I don't see myself necessarily ordering virtual reality porn.
Okay.
Unless you want me to do it for the podcast, in which case.
If you have to do it for science.
Yeah. All right, so I don't know. I was amused by that story.
I'm amused by it too.
I'm very curious who.
I want to see the VR Bangers logo.
There was a website. The V is the best part of it. I don't think it was Engadget. There was another website. Maybe CNET had one of their reporters put on the virtual reality thing, and they showed them. They didn't show them like rubbing one out or anything, but they showed them watching it and like their reaction to. This is a while ago. It was before the Las Vegas announcement. But the guy's reaction was just hilarious, like just laughing, like, oh my God. But I guess, so again, Vegas nerds and tech nerds, this is a total tech nerd. He's watching virtual reality porn. Mm-hmm. He's bummed out because when he turns his head too far to the left, suddenly he can't see the hotel room like look anymore. It doesn't like, that broke the reality for him of, yeah, it wasn't a complete
immersive experience.
Yes, because of that. But I don't know. I would imagine the technology will likely improve over time,
mm-hmm.
and eventually we will all be fucking avatars. All right. With that,
porn on the leading edge of technology.
They really are. I don't know if it's going to end up being some like shitty, way off strip hotel that ends up adopting this. It's not even going to be, I don't know. It'll be like 6 years before this makes it to a major hotel chain near you, I'm thinking, but maybe not. We'll see. All right. With that.
Viator. It gives you more.
Gracias.
You're welcome.
Trying to mix it up a little bit. One of the questions we get once in a while about Viator is, hey, do you have any discount codes? And every once in a while, we will have one. We promoted one, I think, last month. That was a limited time discount code for Las Vegas stuff. However, there are ways to get discount codes readily. And the big one is to sign up for Viator's mailing list. You will not be bombarded with promotions. You will get them, I don't know, once or twice a week, maybe. And every so often, they will have a lovely 10% off sale on everything. Sometimes they have greater savings on specific things, specific locations or attractions. In fact, I think they recently ended a promotion that was Game of Thrones related.
Hmm.
So I don't know, that show just started up again, right?
I think it starts today.
So that would make sense that why they were promoting that kind of a thing. So they already have really great rates and they have a low price guarantee. But if you're looking for additional savings, it's really easy to sign up for their mailing list. If you've got a trip coming up, you know, sign up for their mailing list. You might get some additional awesome savings. I said when we talked about the high roller being a big dummy,
mm-hmm. I totally forgot to look.
I neglected to check, and we would have saved like, I don't know, $8-$10 on every admission for that. Mm-hmm. So we are fools, but I'm advising
you drunken fools
not to be a fool and to sign up and to check their great rates.
Yes.
You can also, another easy way to find some really good savings is if you scan their website, like if you go to Las Vegas and you just look at the different things they offer. Many of them have a little red kind of red ribbon across one of the corners that will say special offer. And you can see that they have a promotion going right now for some cheaper rates on things. So that's worth checking out as well. But regardless, whether or not you have the discount codes that they occasionally provide or not, you're going to get a good rate, something very competitive, and they back it up with their low price guarantee. You can check out all of the tours, attractions, experiences, show tickets, all that stuff that Viator offers in Las Vegas and elsewhere at Viator.com. Download their iOS and Android apps. And as always, if you're going to book something through Viator, please click through our link at 500bymidnight.com first, and we get bonus points, and it tells Viator that the magic is working. The magic of our endorsement is working. Thank you to everybody who's been doing that. We do appreciate it. And we do appreciate our friends at Viator.
Yep.
All right. Let's do our Amazon thing, too, before we jump into phone calls. And we've got some trip stuff left to talk about, but I think we're going to hold off.
We don't feel like talking about it today.
I'm telling you, man. I barely feel like talking today. And yet, here I am babbling about as we do. This is good for me, I think.
I hope so.
The Amazon.com listener purchase of the week. Very fitting. I couldn't help but choose something Prince related. Purple Rain on MP3 for $9.49. You can also get it on CD for $6.92, which is a really good rate through Amazon. I'll post a link in the show notes. As always, thanks to everybody for using our Amazon link. Once again, it's an easy way to support the show and you don't have to spend any additional money. We get a percentage of every purchase. And when I have these Amazon listener purchase things, I can't see who purchases what. Keep that in mind. So, you know, people purchase some weird shit on there, too. I have no idea who's purchasing what. I just see a big list.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I kind of wish I knew who was purchasing what. And then sometimes
you
like,
don't.
Oh, my God. I don't want to know who's purchasing that industrial-sized vat of lube. All right. With that, let's take some phone calls from you, our beloved listeners. Let's start with Mo.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Mo from Oklahoma. Just calling. I'm actually calling from McCarran Airport in total depression of leaving Las Vegas. I'm just going to give you a brief trip report and tell you about my trip. I came out to tour March Madness. I was actually in a family trip to the Grand Canyon. Then I took the family home, and then I went to Vegas for March Madness. Obviously, follow the March Madness in Las Vegas Facebook page, which is very interesting. I stayed at South Point. I stayed there before, and I really enjoyed it. It just kind of fit my needs perfectly. Everything self-contained there. The games were shown in two large ballrooms, and they had food and betting windows, and it was really just a great experience there. I know it's down off the strip, and not many people talk about it that much, but I do miss being on the strip. But for my purposes, this being a solo trip is everything I needed. Another aspect of the trip, I trained myself on a trainer, a video poker trainer. Had not played video poker very much, but started training myself on jacks or better in video poker. And I had a little confusion, but you know, I think I'll put that on the Facebook page to see if someone can answer my question about the confusion. But the good news is I hit Royal, and it's very exciting.
Yes, it is.
A big mm-hmm. deal, since I hadn't been playing that much. I know a lot of people play for a long time, so I was very happy about that. Played a lot of craps, played a lot of blackjack. The South Point had $5 minimum craps the entire time I was there, and $5 minimum blackjack for about 90% of the time I was there. I think late Saturday they switched to $10 minimum. That was another good aspect about staying down there. I went down to the strip for a little bit, drank at the Vesper Bar, my favorite bar there at Cosmopolitan. A little tip there, if anybody ever goes there, you should just probably tell them to make yourself a drink, which I always do, and don't give them any direction, and they have the knowledge to make something just spectacular. And I had two drinks there, and they really were spectacular. I saw the variety show at Planet Hollywood, and it was pretty good. I wouldn't say outstanding, but it was pretty good. I enjoyed it. It's about what I expected. I ended up getting cheaper tickets, a half-price ticket. And overall, it was a profitable trip. I really enjoyed it. Did pretty well in craps and obviously video poker and then blackjack, and kind of just okay on the slot. But I enjoyed it. Bet a lot of games, had a lot of fun, and I'm already looking forward to my next trip. Thanks for your podcast. I really enjoy it. And I'll put that question on Facebook and see if someone can answer my video poker confusion. Anyway, thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for the call. Glad you had a good trip. Wow, we're like that far behind on calls. That was from March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Yes, there's nothing better than hitting a royal flush. It is well, there are some things better, but it's an awesome feeling.
It's a great feeling.
And that's really cool that you hit one so soon after starting to play.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, it takes forever. He mentioned video poker trainers. I always like to recommend the Win Poker app for iOS. That's a really good one. And there have been plenty of discussions on the Facebook group, too. If you go on there and search for video poker, you'll find lots of recommendations for other things. I know there's another one. I think it's Video Poker for Winners or something. That's like a software program. I recommended some in my book, too, but off the top of my head, I can't remember what the other ones were. So if you have that, you can take a look.
Yeah, I'm partial to Win Poker.
Yep, it's very good. And, you know, if you think, you know, I know how to play these games really well, you might be surprised at how poorly you're playing when you start using a training app.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you've played a lot of video poker and you think you know what you're doing, you probably don't. It might be worth investing a few bucks and learning how to play it correctly and cut down on the number of mistakes. As, you know, people do for blackjack, it's the same kind of thing. There's an appropriate way to play each hand to maximize your mathematical, what's the word I'm searching for? I don't know.
Odds of winning? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, there's a correct way to play, and you can find that out with a video training thing.
You want me to say words?
Yeah, words would be helpful here.
Okay.
All right. Thanks again, Mo. Next up.
Hey, 500. This is Paul from LA again. I wanted to give you my impressions of a couple of the hotels I've stayed at on this trip. The Golden Gate, it's my go-to. They do some pretty good comps, and it's usually the place that I stay at. Comps are great. Valet service is very good, very quick, because the lot is very small. But a tip, if you stay there, try and get a room on Main Street or an interior room, because the Fremont Street experience will keep you up until 2 o'clock in the morning. Also, I'm spending a couple days at the Grand, downtown Grand. Again, the comps I can't beat. They're better than the comps that I'm getting at the at the Golden Gate. I got tons of free food. The OMG burger at the SNO cafe is fantastic, but the service at the SNO is a little slow. One of the things that I'm kind of impressed about is the if you text your ticket number to the valet at the Grand, they pull your car up around and they text you when it's there.
I like that.
Which helps out because their lot is bigger, so if you just go to the stand to pick up your car, you may wait a couple of minutes, and that can be a little annoying. But I'm here for the NCAA tournament, and there's a lot of action at the Grand this weekend, so that's good news. I hope they stay in business. So I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
That would certainly make sense as far as a service to offer. I'm kind of surprised that that isn't built into hotel apps to beckon for your call, your car, beckon for your car if you have one, so that it's waiting for you. Seems like that would be a valuable thing, and not having to wait.
Yep.
Some of them you can probably call down too, but I don't like to talk to people, so the app thing is appealing to me. Of course, we don't rent a car in Vegas, so it doesn't really matter for us, but...
But it matters to some people who do, who either rent a car or drive their own.
Yes. All right. Oh, there they are.
The dogs agree.
Oh, they're awake. They don't like unnecessary waiting for us to. Somebody must be walking by. Exciting. Okay, next up.
Hey, Tim. This is Alonzo. Hey, I hear you're a little behind on taking calls, and I'm a little behind on calling in. So I guess it's all working out. I was at the Bally's Bazaar Shops a couple weeks ago.
Why?
It happened to be the day that it was pouring rain. So for me, that worked out perfect because the first time I saw the shops, they were pouring rain. And, well, you know, pouring rain doesn't really improve them at all. Doesn't really hurt them at all either. Mainly calling up to follow up on a report I called you about a year ago when I first found the Starbucks at the back of the Bazaar Shops. And I said that they were about to get booze. Well, almost, and they're still about to. So I swung in there to check and see how that was coming along. And the guy at the coffee machine barely knew what I was talking about, but he says they're about a year away from becoming a Starbucks evening restaurant, which means they'll be able to sell beer and wine.
Can you imagine a more pathetic place to drink in Las Vegas than at a fucking Starbucks? I can't. Well, no, I can't.
Oh, I'm sure you could if you tried.
I just can't see any scenario where let's go to Starbucks and have a drink.
Mm-hmm. Like it's a destination for drinking?
Yeah.
But still, nothing now, and well, it's Starbucks, so whatever. There were a couple of other bars in the Bazaar Shops. If you feel the urgent need to get lost and find a drink, I guess. Other than that, the Bazaar Shops are just as depressing as you'd think they are in the sunshine as they are when it is sprinkling rain. So that's what I got from the Bally's. Oh, hey, here's the other thing. Escalators on the walkways across the streets. I know, as a normal course of events, it is normal that at least one or two escalators doesn't work. When it rains, none of them work.
Mm-hmm.
Going up and down from... none of them worked. Okay, that's all I got. Okay, bye.
I think none of his cell phone worked for about 2 seconds there.
Oh, no.
Thanks for the call. We do appreciate the reports, as always. Alonzo always, whether it's his bathroom reports or he's always... He gets into some high-quality Las Vegas minutia, which those of us who are Vegas geeks appreciate.
Yes.
So the Starbucks thing I had completely forgotten about until he mentioned it. You're going to defend drinking at Starbucks?
No, I'm not. Oh, okay. I'm saying belly up to any bar, order an Irish coffee.
There you go. Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Or, yeah. See, here's the thing about the Starbucks beer and wine thing. I think it would be better if they were to offer their own specialty, like, alcoholic Starbucks. But then, again, you can get that to go. go to a bar and say, hey, I'd like a shot of something.
Yeah, maybe that's the direction they'll go. I don't know.
But beer and wine, eh.
Yeah. I'm sure it will be great success for them in whatever.
I mean, I like beer and wine, but I don't see going to a Starbucks to have beer and wine.
Right. It's not like the ambiance there is so great. Like, you know, although there are those people who spend like, you know, 8 hours a day at a Starbucks writing shitty poetry. Do people still, I know this, we've had this discussion before. Is that a thing?
I don't know. When I do go to Starbucks, I just go in and out. I don't really observe.
There are people who linger for long periods of time at coffee shops, though. I've had a couple meetings at them, and there are people that I'm like, that guy's here every day, you can tell. Mm-hmm. So maybe they could transition smoothly from the coffee hours right into the boozing hours.
I don't know.
All right, next up.
Hi, Tim and Michelle. This is Robin from Anytime Gambling. I'm just calling for a little quickie here, just a couple things.
What?
I didn't know if anybody could call in and...
You're going to have to order up some virtual reality room service porn for a quickie here. And we don't offer that service. I'm sorry.
Tell us about Tom's Urban Restaurant that's on the Strip. I've never been, and we're getting one in Mohegan Sun here in Connecticut. So if someone could call in, or if you have ever been,
I'd like
to know a little something about that restaurant. And the other thing is that my condolences. I know that you're a big Prince fan, and so was I. Hopefully this his passing away will turn into maybe a great stimulus for his music, for a show on the Strip, and let people know that his catalog was just something special. So any case, great job. Always love listening to you guys on my way to work, and well, ciao. Catch you later. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Robin. If anybody has a review of Tom's Urban, please post that on the Facebook group, or if you want to call in, that's fine too.
I've heard a little bit about it. I think they have that crappy upcharge, like that service charge.
The mystery.
Yeah.
We're going to tack on a few dollars to your bill and not tell you what it's for charge.
I think so. So if you do go, beware of. Is that just a Vegas thing though?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's happening in other cities.
Yeah. So.
Good to know.
Be on the lookout for that.
All right.
I want to go to Tom's Urban Outfitters.
I want to go to Tom's Suburban. A little bit more laid back, plasticky, family friendly, non-threatening. What about Tom's Rural? No. Okay.
That was a bad segue.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Julian calling from SoCal. I wanted to talk about my recent trip to Las Vegas. I went to the Downtown Ground on my first night. It was fun. It was crowded.
Good.
They had this little promotion where they were giving away a car, and there was a lot of people in the casino. I couldn't really even find a seat at a machine, so it was very crowded, actually, and the executives were standing outside, and they were looking out into the casino, and they were just looking proud and happy. It's pretty funny, but yeah. And then we went to Stephen Ogden, which is the restaurant in the casino.
I believe it is Stewart and Ogden. Somebody else mentioned that a couple minutes ago as S&O.
It was fine. I don't know. The service was kind of slow because there was a bit of a crowd there. But other than that, the food was fine. Nothing really to brag about. We headed over to the cocktail room after. We couldn't find the door to get in, so the bouncer kind of like swung the door open for us, which was nice of him. So that was cool. When we first walked in, I thought it was a nightclub just because of the music and the people that were kind of around. You know, I was like, oh, am I underdressed? Do I not belong here? You know? And I walked in and I saw a lady dancing too, so I was like, oh, shoot. You know, this is a club. And then I found a seat. We found seats and we sat down. And then I realized she was the only person dancing. So I was like, oh, okay, we're good.
She was
and
the freak. You weren't.
Yeah, it was a really cool environment. The only thing is the music was a little too loud.
You know, that seems to vary depending on when you're in there.
Yeah.
If you go in early, it seems like the music is much more subdued.
Yeah, you can have a good conversation in there.
They have a DJ in there sometimes later, so I think that amps it up a little bit. But it has varied when we've been in there, too. I like it when it's quieter as well.
I do too.
And that, the drinks are great. You know, $10 to $12 had an aviation, which is really good and I recommend. And yeah, it was a really great tip. Thanks for that. And then we went to, what did we do after? Oh yeah, I wanted to go on Slotzilla, but I can never really work up the courage to go on it. But I really want to try it sometime, so I might do that next time.
Do it. It's fun.
Anyways, I really like going to downtown, to the downtown area. I just, something always seems to happen to me there. Someone's always trying to sell me something. Someone's always trying to talk to me, you know, wanting something. So that's the only thing. It's just my luck, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I need to work on, like, my resting bitch face or something because... Yeah, I just keep getting hit up for something, and it's not fun. I know you guys don't like CVS, but after staying at the downtown ground, which doesn't have, like, a little liquor store or anything, it was really convenient to have it at Treasure Island. So I know you guys are not the biggest fans, but...
I want to clarify something right now. I have no problem with CVS or Walgreens. None at all. Use them often.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I like that we kind of have been known to bitch about is the proliferation of them, the high concentration of them, that they're, you know, on the strip more so than downtown, obviously.
Mm-hmm. But like every other block.
Every other block, there's a CVS, a Walgreens, and that's pretty much it on the strip. Mm-hmm. But downtown, it's such a small area. There's a Walgreens within a 5-minute walk of every hotel, or an ABC store, even closer, which is the same general thing on a smaller scale. So I don't have a problem with the existence of them or shopping there or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's just, I think the concentration is high enough on the strip and we don't need any more, nor downtown, to be quite honest. But I'm surprised that downtown Grand doesn't have some sort of sundry shop.
Yeah.
That seems strange.
They might. They've got a little souvenir shop, but I don't know how much other stuff. Like, I know they have t-shirts and shot glasses and those sorts of things, but I don't know how much they have in the way of...
Booze
or, like, you know, medicine or cola or whatever.
Gotcha.
Water.
I really like that I can just, you know, walk through the casino and get a water for $2. So, yeah, I'm more than okay with that. So, yeah, that was really convenient. Treasure Island's great. The rooms are nice, decent. I enjoy the rooms. Good location. Headed over to the Venetian a lot. Never really had a chance to go there, so that was pretty cool. Ate at Grand Lux Cafe. It was good. You know, good cafe food. Can't go wrong with that. Had a really great time there. Treasure Island, I recommend. Great location, great service, great rooms. I enjoyed my time there. And really quick note, the pub at Monte Carlo is actually pretty good. I enjoy my food, but I always walk by and I never see anybody in there. So if you have a chance, I would definitely recommend going to the pub, get selection of beers. Yeah. Thanks for the show.
All right. Thanks for your call. We appreciate it. Yeah, we've always had good experiences at the pub.
I like the pub.
Yep. All righty. Next. Yeah.
Venetian. Was nice enough to go purple, as was the Ferris wheel.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Lots of that happening. I love to see it. All right. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. It's Michelle from Detroit. I was just watching Catfish with Neve. And during the commercial breaks, I saw that they are advertising the Todd Bridges show in Las Vegas, and they're offering the viewers free 3-day, 2-night trip. They don't say where they'd be staying at. And all you have to do is call an 800 number and answer a question. And then you can be on the show and get your free 3-day, 2-night trip. So I thought that was pretty unique. Maybe they're investing more in the show than possible. I didn't even know this show was still going on. So, I didn't want to text it because I was just too lazy to Facebook it or whatever. So I decided to call in. All right. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Yeah, that Todd Bridges show, I kind of forgot about it, too.
I did, too.
It's a timeshare deal. It's that show is somehow connected to a timeshare thing. So
yeah,
if you call for that free 3-night
It ain't free.
A two-night, three-day thing. No, you're gonna spend a day and a half of your 2 days in a timeshare pitch, probably, and the rest you're going to just be sitting through a shitty game show with Todd Bridges. Although you're in it, so you might, you know, maybe you'll win a T-shirt or something. I don't know. I'd be very leery of accepting that. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Michelle. In Vegas right now, looking out of my strip view suite here, the $20 trick at the check-in worked. We have been drinking all day. When checked out the park is great. We love Beer House. Beer House is great if you want to play the millennial games and, you know, have some good craft beers. Highly recommend it.
Is that like the Hunger Games? I wonder what that would consist of.
Is that like shuffleboard and cornhole?
I'm assuming so.
I thought it was the millennial game, like Spot the Millennial.
Well, you can, because they're playing cornhole.
Definitely looking forward to construction being over so that area calms down a little bit. Spent some time today at also Margaritaville and the Link and played over at O'Shea's. I know it's not the original O'Shea's, but still a great time. Had some beer pong. Gamble a little bit, you know, the gambling's always treats well there, and we had a great time. I will call back with further trip reports later and give you guys an update on some restaurants and the hotel stay here at Aria. Look forward to talking to you soon. Thank you so much, and keep it up with the podcast. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks. You for the call, unidentified sir who didn't call back. That's okay.
Should we clarify millennials? As long as we're clarifying stuff, we don't hate millennials. I just
speak
hate
for
the
yourself.
Marketing.
No, I'm just kidding. It's the marketing thing.
Yeah,
it's. Yeah. I'm entertained by watching it's not just casino companies,
mm-hmm.
but every major company that has anything to sell is like,
yeah. How do we capture this market?
It is ridiculous.
Yeah,
and we've been seeing a lot of it in Las Vegas, and that's why it keeps coming up. So I'm just amused that they're all. You know what those millennials love? Shuffleboard and cornhole. If we put that in, that's going to bring everybody in. Let's do it. Yeah, it's amusing to me. All right. Friend of the show, Chris.
Hey there, Tim and Michelle. This is Chris in Missouri. Just kind of got back from my March Madness trip and just kind of wanted to give you guys a couple of little shouts about things I experienced that were a little new. Had some good dinners. Went to the same places that we kind of usually do, Batista's behind the Thrym, Flamingo, and then two great places over at Caesars that never disappoint, Joe Stone Crab and Rao's. And believe it or not, I always recommend that you get the Joe's Fried Chicken at Joe's Stone Crab. Go to a seafood place to get chicken. It's really good. One dinner that was new for us, we went downtown to Binion's. And after we were en route downtown, I noticed on, I think, Facebook, someone had shot a picture of you two downtown. And we got down there a little early, and I said, hey, guys, let's walk over to the D, and I'll point out Derek Stevens. And I'm sure Tim and Michelle will be sitting right next to him. And I walked in, didn't think anything of it. There's Derek standing at the end of the bar, you know, holding court as he always did. And I told my buddy Travis, that's Derek Stevens. He owns this place. And, oh, and sitting right here is my friend Tim and Michelle. And there you two were. And it was just great getting to see you guys and give you a hug. And, again, Michelle, I can never state it enough. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
But we had a fantastic dinner at the top of Binion's. It's a shame that there's no nice rooms that have been renovated to stay there. But hopefully someday soon we'll see some more rooms downtown. Got to cash in on my Kickstarter for Dr. Dave. And this was a little funny. This was Sunday afternoon, about 2 in the afternoon. I was going to take a tour of the Bellagio. And it was myself and Travis, who you both met at the D Friday night. And I had a couple of other buddies that I said, hey, man, it's just going to be me and Travis. Let's have two more guys go. It'll be fun. Make some value out of this Dr. Dave Kickstarter. And my two buddies... they're fun to travel with, but they get pretty drunk pretty fast, and they don't really slow down. And when one guy gets really drunk, he just kind of mumbles and tends to fall asleep at dinner. And when the other guy gets drunk, he gets really loud and really obnoxious. So to shorten that story up, we're walking around the backside of the Bellagio, kind of overlooking the pools area where we were walking through the convention halls and the convention rooms, and Dave is just Dr. Dave is just giving us the history, and he kind of says, okay, now, so that basically brings us up to 1990 on the history of this property. And then my loud drunk buddy kind of steps up and grabs Dave by the shoulder and says, now, hold on. You know, I realize you went to school and you do a lot of teaching and speaking and stuff, but I got a question for you. I can't believe that you've gotten to 1990 talking about Las Vegas and you haven't once mentioned Howard Hughes' name. And we both just sat there for a moment, and all four of us kind of looked at Dave, my drunk Dave buddy, and said, Dave, we're here for a preview and a tour of the Bellagio, not Las Vegas itself. And he just sat there kind of dumbfounded and said, okay, sure, go ahead, proceed, professor. And then later on, we're walking off the towards the end of the tour, and I kind of skipped up and told Dr. Dave how sorry I was about my buddy, and he, you know, I was expecting him to kind of be like, man, he's really annoying, man, he's really interfering with the tour, I really can't give you guys your value for this Kickstarter. And Dr. Dave just kind of put his hand on my shoulder, just looked at me and said, hey, man, it's Vegas, which was just fantastic. It made the tour all the more fun. After the tour, my buddy Travis and I broke off, and we went to a new Mexican place over at Aria. I believe it's called Javier's. It's a little loud. I think it's so close. It's so loud because it's right on top of the casino floor. They had, I counted from just my vantage point, 25 speakers, all kind of directional down to keep the casino noise out. So it was a little loud for dinner, but the Mexican food was great. So I'll definitely hit that up again. But that's basically my whole trip. Came back a little bit ahead money-wise. Had fun betting basketball games and won some horse races, too, this year. So, again, always great to see you both. And had fingers crossed for Vince this year. I don't know if I'm going to be able to pull it off. But if not, hope you two be well. And I'll definitely see you, Vince, 2017. Bye-bye.
All right. Chris, it was lovely to see you as well.
Yes.
Maybe next time we run into you can muster up a compliment for me and how great I look, too.
You might recognize Chris's voice. He was a co-host, what was it, a year ago?
Yeah, about a year ago.
Yep.
On one of our shows that we recorded at the gate.
Yep, that was a good time.
He was a fine co-host, too. And I mean that in terms of the quality of his work, not how he looked.
Not his appearance.
No, not at all.
I'm sensing some resentment.
No, I'm just kidding. Chris is a great guy.
He's awesome.
If anybody deserves a compliment, it's you more than me. We all know that. Next up.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Dan from Hopkins, Minnesota.
Hello, Dan.
Love the podcast. First time call. I'm currently sitting at the beer park at Paris. It is lovely outside. The beer is cold. The beer is tasty. Vegas is awesome. That's pretty much my entire report at this point. Good chance I call you back in a little bit with more updates of awesome Vegas things. Take care, guys. Thank you.
What more of a review do you need than the beer is cold, the beer is tasty, Vegas is awesome?
Yeah.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
In fact, he sounds so happy there.
I know. I love it. Hear it in his voice. That call made me smile.
Me too.
In fact, I think I'm going to end on that call. We're going to hold off on the rest of them. Is that okay with you?
All right.
I'm thinking, so here's my thought, and you can disagree if you choose.
Okay.
I'm thinking, since we still have a bunch of calls to get through,
mm-hmm.
that next week, if we need to get completely caught up on all our trip stuff and all our calls, if we need to, we'll do two shows next week.
Okay. Depending on how much news pours in.
Right. We might be able to get through everything in one show. But if not, we'll do two shows. We'll get all caught up.
On phone calls, trip reports.
Yep. All that stuff.
Fun stuff.
So that might happen next week.
Yep.
All right. I have to mark on my notes where we left off so I don't forget. Okay. Thank you to everybody for your calls. We appreciate it. Some really good stuff. And we have more coming next week. Before we run, we have the Facebook group post of the week. Once again, had to stick with the theme. This week's post of the week was Bradley's April 21st post about the Prince residency at Rio several years ago. And he referred to it as probably the last time there was something cool happening at Rio. So you can take a look at that if you have memories of seeing that show or seeing Prince in Vegas or anything like that. You can feel free to comment on that. We'll link to it in the show notes. And thank you, as always, for people who participate on the Facebook group. Lots of interesting discussions over there this week. A few heated debates this week.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a heated debate just in the last day or so. Uber has, as part of some sort of lawsuit, they have changed their policy. I don't know. It's kind of a weird thing. So, and this isn't Vegas exclusive, but Vegas, obviously, we've talked about Uber and Lyft a lot. Lyft, of course, has the option to tip in the app.
Mm-hmm.
Uber has no plans to add that, but they have, as part of a lawsuit settlement, drivers can now request tips.
Huh.
Which I think requesting tips in general,
seems awkward.
It's in bad form regardless. Yeah. But I think the general thing is tipping, there's a big debate about the whole tipping using Uber and whether or not people should do it. And some people feel very, very strongly that you absolutely must. And others are like, that defeats the purpose of why I use this, because I don't want to have to carry cash. I don't want to have to deal with it. And if they want you to tip, it should be built into the app like Lyft. So anyway, I'm waiting. I'm hoping that I don't have to
shut that down.
Well, yeah, there's
it's
getting a little heated, and I'm waiting for somebody to
call somebody else a name. Or
it's gotten close. Yeah. There have been some generalizations made about groups of people who don't tip and things like that. But
what?
Well, just like, not like you're a cheap bastard, but those of you who don't tip are.
It's
getting close. So I hope it doesn't go there. I hate having to do that. But
yeah. Individuals, not so much, but yeah.
All right. I'm so kidding. Anyway, head over to the Facebook group if you want to share your two cents on that as well. Bunch of karma donations this week. We have recurring monthly donations from the gentleman we heard from a few minutes ago, Chris from Missouri, as well as Michael and Dr. Vonks. Thank you for your ongoing support of the show. We have a last-minute karma donation from John. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Another John with a karma donation for a trip that begins today.
Yay.
Cosmo and Planet Hollywood. Enjoy
Thank
that.
You
have a
and
great
have
time.
Fun.
Kelly leaving Sunday for 5 nights and driving from Texas. I wonder how long of a drive that is.
Ooh, I don't know.
I'm intrigued by the concept of driving to Las Vegas, which I know for our listeners in California, not a big deal, but for those of us who are, ours would be a 24-hour drive.
Oh, God. No.
But if it was like somewhere in between, like if it was like a 6-hour drive or a 10-hour drive, maybe 10 is probably about the limit, I think. But I like the idea, because I would think the excitement as you get closer to Las Vegas would just build and build. But in reality, I know once I'm doing it, I'd be like, why the fuck did I decide to do this?
Yeah.
I think at some point,
I think the drive home would be really hard.
That would be tedious. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, the flight home sometimes is really tedious.
Yeah.
When you're just really tired and you just don't want to deal with anything.
Yeah. So yeah, I bet the drive, at least for the drive though, as opposed to the flight home,
you're alone. Yeah.
I think I would cope a little bit better with that, even though the drive's home
would be longer.
Yeah. I don't know. Someday when we're old and have all the time in the world, no commitments.
Yeah.
We'll not drive from here. We'll drive from somewhere. We'll fly in somewhere else and then drive partway.
Okay.
Seems like that would be novel. Anyway, Kelly, good luck. Have a great time.
Yes.
Martine.
Yay.
Our biggest fan from Holland, as he likes to proclaim himself, said, thanks for all the great joy and Vegas-y goodness you bring to the world and to Holland. Well, thank you, sir.
He's so nice.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Raymond said that his buddy and he were leaving for Las Vegas in 3 hours and wanted to show us a little love before taking off. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you. Have a great time.
We appreciate it. Brad said, thanks for the great podcast. This is in memory of Prince's Vegas residency at Rio.
Aw, thank you.
And he also mentioned Purple Rain. I want to mention that. If you've never seen the Prince tribute show, Purple Rain, it's really, really good.
Yes,
it's at Westgate now. It moves around, but you can see it at Westgate, so check that out. Bert with a pre-trip karma donation, Vegas on the 27th. Have a great trip.
Thank you.
Safe travels. And Dan from Minnesota, probably the Dan, maybe the Dan we heard from a little while ago. No, probably a different Dan, because this Dan wasn't in Vegas yet. Anyway, Dan in Minnesota, karma donation for a solo trip coming up this week, leaving tomorrow. Have a great time, Dan.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of you. We do appreciate the support. Yep. It means a ton to us. Thank you as well to everybody who's been purchasing my book. If you have not already done so, you can find out details on The Outsider's Guide to Las Vegas at lasvegasoutsidersbook.com. People tell me it's fun and funny and interesting, and I'm glad that people like it. So thank
Yay.
You. All right. www.email.com. No, that's not the address. www. I think we can just skip with the www. 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500gmail.com is the email address if you want to send us Dear Tim and Michelle questions. And of course, you can find us both on Twitter. I am 500. She is Anita Martini. Our voicemail line is available to you anytime, day or night, at 702-866-9494. As always, thank you for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back next week with another show and maybe two.
All right.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.